Hello, Dork Squad. I'm Jonathan Cormer, and you're listening to Dork Tales Storytime, the podcast for kids and their pop culture-loving grown-ups. And this is one of our Anything Is Possible lore stories.
It's a beautiful day for a story, adventure and glory, new friends and old ones too. It's an excellent day to get swept away in a tale, so let us regale you.
Reg, are you sure this is going to work? Alice said it would work. Explain to me one more time. Alice went back to Wonderland to visit her friends when she was invited to a tea party. Oh, lovely. Yes, indeed. At the tea party, they were serving a variety of delicious cookies. She said there were chocolate chip cookies, peanut butter cookies. Now, Reg, don't get lost in another snack story. And these little shortbread cookies that can make you grow really tall. Or shrink until you're really small, right? Precisely. See, you got it, mate. Alice asked me if she could take home a sample platter because she knew we wanted to visit Scribbleton. I have always wanted to go to Scribbleton, so I'm willing to give it a go. Excellent. I, too, have always wanted to visit Once Upon a Time's tiniest town. I've read it's filled with pixies and fairies and mushroom houses and beautiful streets made from bits of leaves. Many mysteries await amidst the forest floor. Oh, Wedge, that's very poetic. Ooh, thanks, but that's what it says on the cover of this book. Let me see. A tourist's guidebook to Scribbleton, where many, many mysteries await amidst the forest floor. Well, would you look at that? I thought we might need a little help getting around, so I found this guidebook at the Folktale Forest Library. What a brilliant idea. All right, then. You ready to take a bite of this cookie? Jonathan. Hey, what's up, Reg? Have I ever not been ready to eat a cookie? Fair point. Bottoms up.
Pretty good. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's tasty.
It worked! Huzzah! Look at how tall the trees look now! Whoa! And I already thought they looked tall before. Me too. So, where to first? Let me check the book. Let's see here. Ah! Visitors to Scribbleton will enter down the historic main street, which is known as Doodle Avenue. It was crafted in ye olden days by the Fairy Dust Guild, a group of fairy tradesfolk. They were expert builders whose sparkling fairy dust infused every cobblestone in the road and every roof shingle. Oh my gosh, Reg, look at the pebble cobblestones! They're sparkling with fairy dust in all the colors of the rainbow! You're so right! And look at the buildings! They're also sparkling! I absolutely love the architecture of that oyster mushroom building. The book says that's the Capitol building, where Mayor Michael Liam works. I've heard she's a real hoot. Look at this old candy shop made from tree bark. Simply charming. Candy shop? Oh, we have to go in there. Let's see. The guidebook says, the Tiny Treat Emporium is full of delicious delights. Enjoy many different confections concocted by Scribbletons coming through!
Just gotta slide on by.
We've got to make it to Leaf Litter Lane right quick.
Oh, apologies, Mr. Oh, wow. Is that a pixie? In pinecone armor? Riding a giant bright yellow banana slug? I think so. Let me consult the guidebook. Oh, Jonathan, look right here. Many of the residents of Scribbleton form bonds with the gallant bugs and slugs of the forest floor, who become their lifelong buddies.
Aww.
Are you going to clear our path, or...
Oh, we're sorry. Yes, we'll step aside.
I haven't seen you folks around here before.
You have not. We're usually much taller and live in the Folktale Forest. Yes, I'm Jonathan, and this is Reg. We're just visiting Scribbleton. For the very first time.
Oh, well then, where are my manners? Welcome, welcome to this fine land of Scribbleton.
My name is Slime Lionel, the banana slug.
Hello, Mr. Slime Lionel. I'm Phineas Evergreen, a Scribble Knight and protector of you.
Of me?
No, you. Of me?
Of you. The old yew tree that fell many years ago.
Oh, how silly of me. I remember reading about that in the guidebook. See, it's in this passage here. History buffs should be sure to take in the many stories of how this town came to be. For instance, once, long ago, a yew tree was felled in a storm. Many Scribbletonians thought their tiny town was done for, as the massive log seemed to cut them off from the world beyond their borders.
That's correct. Today we're hosting a parade to celebrate how Scribbletonians had to rush in and save the day.
It's a yearly event called the Scribbleton Scramble Parade.
And it's up to Lionel and I to get everything set up before the scramble begins.
The other scramble setup committee members all have terrible tummy aches.
They tried too many candies to find just the right ones for the celebration. So we're trying to check everything off this list here ourselves.
Oh dear, that's an enormous list.
Don't I know it?
I don't want to impose, but maybe Reg and I can help you.
Oh yes, what better way to learn about the scramble than to help you make the parade happen? You'd really help a pixie and their old slug bug out like this?
Absolutely. What's the first on the list?
Lionel and I have to deliver these supplies to Leaf Litter Lane, where the parade takes place.
But we also have a meeting scheduled with Mayor Michael Liam to get the parade permit signed.
Without it, we won't be allowed to have the parade at all.
The show must go on.
We can go meet with the mayor. Wonderful. Just remember, her one requirement before signing the permit will be to tell a joke, so you might want to have one prepared.
Good to know.
Yes, I'll start thinking now. Come meet us on Leaf Litter Lane after you're done. Away, Lionel!
Let's see here. Why did the chicken... No, not the chicken. Why did the chicken bug?
Psst, Reg, we're here. Oh, yes, sorry.
Hello? Mayor Michael Liam?
My name is Reginald, and this is Jonathan. We're here on behalf of Phineas the Scribble Knight to...
Hello, fine and friendly travelers. Welcome to the super awesome town of Scribbleton. I am your magnificent mayor, Michael Liam. And here's a fun fact. Did you know that certain mushrooms can be used to make dye for your clothing? They make beautiful colors.
Ha! Oh, I did not know that. That is a fun fact.
People don't call me the brains of this here forest for nothing.
Oh, we're so happy to meet you.
And I'm happy to meet you too. Yes, I am.
Ms. Mayor, as you well know, today is the Scribbleton Scramble.
Ah, yes, the Scramble.
We're here to get a permit for the parade on behalf of Phineas Evergreen.
Fun fact, I love parades.
Oh, me too.
I would be happy to sign your parade permit to give you permission to parade. But I have one requirement first.
You'd like to hear a joke?
Ha! How did you know?
We learned a thing or two from our friend Phineas.
And I've got just the thing. What did the mushroom say to his mushroom friend who told a joke?
What? Tell me, tell me!
You're a real fun guy.
Fun guy, like fungi. Because, fun fact, mushrooms are fungi, along with mildews, molds, rusts.
So, can we grab that signature on the permit?
Oh, yes. I'll sign right away. There you go. Parade permitted.
Thank you so much, Mayor Michael Liam.
Anytime, boys, anytime. I'll see you at the parade. Bye-bye.
Huh, she was so nice. And full of fun facts. You can use mushrooms as dye. Huh, the more you know. Jonathan? Yes, Reg? Is that a jumping spider and a cricket staring at us right now? Or am I imagining things? You are not imagining things.
Hi, Jonathan! Hi, Reg!
How do you know our names?
I'm Chirpsy the Cricket. Phineas sent us to help you get to Leaf Litter Lane, so you can help with the Scribbled and Scramble Parade. I'm so excited to hop you on over there.
Oh, why, thank you. I love to hop. I hop all the time. Do you hop?
Anyways, one of you can hop on over with me, and one of you can jump on the back of my friend.
I'm Liverwort.
That's Liverwort. He'll also take you over to the parade in just a hop, skip, and a jump. Because he's a jumping spider.
Oh, hi there. Thanks for climb aboard. Do you all like singing?
Oh, yes.
Sure. Me too. I like singing. I'll sing a song right now. Oh, play my cricket legs to make a song. I'd like to sing it all night long. I chirp and chirp the whole night through, and now I'll sing a chirp for you.
Oh, thank you, Chirpsy. And thank you, Liverwort. Ta-ta for now.
I'm Liverwort.
Hello, Phineas.
Jonathan and Reg. Welcome to Leaf Litter Lane, the location of our Scribbleton Scramble Parade!
Ooh, I love all the streamers. Look at the fairy band warming up in the corner.
That's the Fairly Fantastic Fairy Five. They will lead our procession.
Wow. Oh, we have your permit.
Ah, wonderful. The parade has been permitted. But now we have another problem.
What's that, Phineas?
The decorations on two of our parade floats are not up to snuff. We have to depict every stage of the Scribbleton Scramble during the parade in brilliant and shining color. It's tradition.
Oh, we can help with that. I was born for this.
You would help old Phineas Evergreen spruce up the floats?
Absolutely.
Wonderful, wonderful. Here are your supplies. Some lichen, moss, and leaves. You can use those for the base of the floats, right, Lionel?
That's right. You can also take bunch berries.
And blackberries.
We use those to make paints.
Excellent. Oh, and what if we add some fern fronds and little blue forget-me-not flowers for decor?
Oh, I love that.
Looks like we're all set. Tell us the full Scribbleton Scramble story while we rebuild these floats.
That I shall. Once upon a time...
Oh, I love when stories start like that.
Me too.
Me three.
Once upon a time, when Scribbleton was first formed... There was a terrible storm. The storm felled a great yew tree, which landed right in the middle of the tiny town. The citizens were at a loss. How would they continue to grow their neighborhoods? How would they connect to the world beyond? How would they communicate to one another? Because it was a big log, and we're all very little. They all scrambled around, cleaning up the debris from the fall, having many town meetings and discussions about what to do. We were in despair, until a sunbeam shone through where the tree once stood. New plant life grew around us as the sun reached the forest floor. So many incredible things in bloom we had never seen before. And that sprouted new creative ideas for the townspeople. The Fairy Dust Guild was formed, and they rallied all the tradespeople and craftspeople, painters, builders, and dreamers. And they transformed the log into many amazing things.
The guidebook says they created a large log interstate where bug buddies can zoom up and down and between neighborhoods with ease.
connecting Scribbletonians even more quickly with one another. They built barkside apartments where residents have made cozy little homes. They even started mushmaker farms, where mushrooms grow and are harvested for all of Scribbleton. The whole town scrambled and scribbled and thunk and thunk and came up with solutions for problems that once stunk. A true testament to teamwork.
That's right. Just like us today, truly living in the spirit of our founders by working together to put on the parade. And voila! I am done with my restoration of the float. I use the blue flowers to represent the new growth after the sun shone through. I help these fairies rig up this twig on pulleys to represent the falling tree. See, it's standing, and then you pull here and... the tree has fallen. Excellent form, excellent. We are ready to parade and party the day away. Huzzah! Oh, wait. There's just one more task to complete as we strike up the band. But I don't know if it will be of interest, and I wouldn't want to put you both out after you've helped me so much today. Oh, today's been so much fun. Yes, an excellent way to see Scribbleton for the first time, and learn about your history. We're happy to help. Okay, then. The last task on the list is to head to the candy shop. Tiny Treat Emporium.
We'll do it!
Oh, you don't even know what the task? Oh, it's all right, we'll do it. Oh, brilliant. Here's a list of the candy I need. Chirpsy and Liverwort can take you back to Doodle Avenue now.
I'm Liverwort.
Excellent! Hee-hee! Candy! I wonder what kind of candy is at the Tiny Treat Emporium. According to my guidebook, there are many candies made from some foraged plants. Oh! There's peppermint, marshmallow, licorice, sugar from a maple tree. Oh, yum! Do they have saltwater taffy? I love saltwater taffy from old-timey candy shops. Do they ever? This has been a John in Character production. This story was written by Molly Murphy and performed by Jonathan Cormer. Sound recording and production by Jermaine Hamilton at Hamilton Sound Studios. Reach out to us on Instagram or email us at dorktalesstorytime@gmail.com. Find links in the show notes or go to dorktalesstorytime.com. Now, go be the hero of your own story, and we'll see you next Once Upon a Time.
So gather your squad for all to see. It's a universe that we've imagined. There's twists and turns and lessons learned. This is where the unexpected happens. Join our humble hosts and hit the trails of the wonderful, wacky, wild world of Dork Tales.